He winked at Leia and turned toward the massive temple doors. A pair of Jedi Knight guards peered through a security port, then wished him well and opened a small hatch in the base of one of the huge doors. He stepped out into the portico and stood looking down on the Mandalorian siege camp that lay spread across Fellowship Plaza. How this was not being blasted as illegal by every media outlet on the planet, he could not understand. If Dalla had called in the GA's own military, she could have at least claimed that she was merely taking action to protect the citizenry from a mysterious threat to public health. But the Jedi had a lot of friends in the GA military, and so she had turned to her Mandalorian allies instead. Han had only a moment before a flock of hovercams came screaming toward him, weaving and bobbing as they jockeyed for a clear line of sight, and reminding him far too much of a swarm of blood-sucking Skeetos. Knowing that Leia and the Masters would be eavesdropping on every sound he made, he took a deep breath and started down the stairs, singing one of his favorite Cy Snoodles tunes, Crazy Wicked Witch. The hovercade streamed over the Mandalorian line at a velocity approaching breakneck, then whipped around in front of the temple and came to a nose-dropping halt at the base of the stairs. A dozen aircar hatches flew open, disgorging 50 blue-armored Galactic Alliance security troops who quickly shouldered their weapons and began to peer through heat-sensing scopes in search of snipers. Han stopped on a landing about a dozen paces up the stairs from Dalla's limousine and the medwagons, and held his vest open to prove he was unarmed. That didn't keep the officer in charge, a lanky human captain whose face remained hidden behind a reflective helmet visor, from giving him a thorough frisking that was documented in close detail by the swarm of hovercams whirring about their heads. After the captain finished and stepped away, Han put on a hurt expression and stared after the man in feigned shock.
"I feel so dirty," he said. "Maybe next time you can buy me dinner or something."
"I don't believe you're Captain Harford's type, Captain Solo," Dalla said, emerging from her limousine.
Dressed in a white tunic and slacks that looked an awful lot like the uniform of a Grand Admiral, she ascended the stairs and stopped a pace away from Han, then lifted her chin and glared at him in obvious disappointment.
"I was expecting to see Grandmaster Hamner, or at least one of the Council Masters."
"Yeah, sorry about that."
Recognizing the captain's name from a few earlier GAS run-ins, Han allowed his gaze to linger on Harford for a moment, then cast a pointed glance at his massive security detail the man was overseeing.
"We didn't want to scare you any more than we already have."
Dalla's eyes narrowed.
"Adequate security is a sign of prudence, Captain Solo, not fear."
She looked past him toward the temple.
"But I really don't care who the Jedi send out to surrender."
Han's mouth started to water, the way it always did when he managed to put a player on tilt.
"Surrender?"
he demanded.
"Who said anything about surrendering?"
Dalla's gaze snapped back.
"Master Hamner did," she said. "He calmed me himself to say the Jedi are ready to turn over the maniacs they had been harboring."
"Maniacs?"
Han pretended to be confused for a moment, then nodded as though he suddenly understood.
"Oh, you mean the patience."
"Yes, the patience," Dalla confirmed.
"Call them what you will. I want them, now."
"But just the psychotic ones, right?"
Han clarified.
"You don't want the ones who just have sinus infections or stomach flu or stuff like that, right?"
Dalla's glare turned suspicious.
"I want the Barvi ones, Captain Solo. Sathias Saw, Tori Altomic, and all of the other unstable Jedi who pose a danger to the citizens of this planet."
She raised her chin and spoke directly to the holocams hovering overhead.
"And to this galaxy."
"And then you'll lift the siege."
Han phrased this not as a question, but as a condition, and he made sure he was also speaking into a holocam mic.
"That's the agreement."
"I'll lift the siege after I'm satisfied that the Jedi are no longer sheltering psychotic Jedi Knights,"
Dalla said carefully.
"And I am going to search the temple. Let's be very clear about that.